I have been here. The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I am, of course, rather fed up that bashers who indulge in robbery with violence are planting grey goose feathers on the scene of their crimes. This brings the grey goose into disrepute. With these thoughts in mind, I determine to run down the thug. Hence, I call on my old friend Charlie Austin, ex-burglar, and enlist his aid. Thus, we sally forth and, under his guidance, go to a sort of thieves' kitchen, where my hopes to find a particular basher fail. In the meantime, however, I have shot off my mouth, as the saying is. I can't pinpoint any one of these brothers of the bash, so leaving the joint, Charlie and I proceed homewards when we are set upon. Akosh here, Akosh there, and we both remember very little of what happened.
Oh, my head. My hat, what hit me? What happened to Charlie?
That you, Mr. Hicks?
Yes, it's I.
How do you feel, boss?
Terrible. How's it with you?
Oh, blimey. Ooh. My head feels like the bottom Brussels sprouts in a case of a tan. Oh, I say we took a bashing.
My word, we did. Why, do you think?
Why? Cool, blimey, Gov. Did a big bit of talking in that outfit.
Well, of course I did. I wanted to see some reactions among those fellows when I mentioned the Carrick Hotel and Linden Hall.
Yeah, what do you get? Just nicks.
True. And some of those boys who didn't like the trend of our conversation followed us and donged us.
Yeah. Here we are, stuck down to some cold floor with medical tape. Can't even move an eyelash.
Too true, Charlie. Very sorry I've got you into this. Got any ideas where we are?
Not the faintest. Reckon we might be under the premises, though. At any rate, too cold for my liking. You know what I think?
No.
I believe James has put our pot on.
James? Oh, the waiter chap.
Waiter, nothing. James is in every lurk there is, I'm telling you.
Any idea who slugged us?
Not yet. But, boss, you were terribly interesting with all that info about those places you got the lowdown on.
Purposely. However, I missed out and didn't catch my fish, the basher I was after. You see, I mentioned places, facts, and not one of those boys reacted.
Maybe there were others who overheard you.
You think that? Then that's why we're here, Charlie.
Well, now what?
Well, uncomfortable as we may be, there's nothing we can do just now, except see if we can't get the binding tape off. And, of course, hope for the best when someone pays us a visit.
Bound round like this, we look like a couple of mammies.
Mummies is the word, Charlie.
Here they are, Sam. Two birds, trussed and regular for the frying.
They're beauties, eh, James?
Yeah, both yours, Sam. I reckon you got your say coming.
I have too. Now listen, you, Jack Hill, you call yourself.
Me?
Yes, you. You shot your mouth off tonight.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't join the party, but I did hear you bragging.
Bragging?
Yes, bragging. You even told the boys you was at Linden Hall. You bashed the caretaker. You was at the Carrick Hotel. You bashed the night porter.
That's so. And I got other lays which I'm willing to share.
Liar. You don't know nothing of Linden Hall or the Carrick Hotel or one or two other places I could mention.
How do you know?
Because I...
Who's calling me a liar now? You was nowhere near them places and you know it. So don't say it was you.
I tell you...
Shut up. You couldn't pull stunts like that. Cripes, you haven't got the pluck.
Shut up. I'm telling you, you're wading too deep in matters that don't concern you. And you've gone so deep, I reckon it's time you was knocked off, see?
Are you going to do it? Who are you anyway?
Everybody knows me. Sam Burnett. Does that ring a bell?
Sam Burnett? Never heard of you.
Liar! I'm the boss around here.
Well, Sam, thanks for the intro, but I still say I was at Carrick and Linden Hall. Can you prove I wasn't?
Yes, I can.
Careful, Sam.
Got to be careful. By Jiminy, this might be a copper stew.
Shut up. Don't be a mug. Listen, Sam, can't we have this argument some other time? I've knocked around a bit. Maybe I could be a bit of use to you sometime. You see, I really do know some good lays.
As long as you don't shoot your mouth off, yes. But look out if I find out you're an ark or a stoolie. Just look out.
I'm not either of them.
All right. We'll make a few inquiries. James, pick up Charlie there.
Here, what do you want with me?
We'll show you later. You brought this cove here. Maybe with a little persuasion you can tell us something about him. I ain't certain yet.
Here, I'll tell you.
Shut up! Go on, James. Bring a little bloke upstairs. Maybe we can make him squeal about his jump.
No, I tell you, I don't think at all about it. It's completely...
Bring him up, James.
Right.
Here, Sam, he ain't got nothing to do with this.
Is that so? Well, we'll find out, see? And if you are an ark or a stoolie, Lord help him and you too. Go on, James. Bring a little cuss.
Here, wait a moment, Sam. After you've done him over, I suppose you'll have a go at me.
That's right, Nark.
I suppose you haven't got a cigarette on you.
Cigarette? Why?
Well, maybe even a dying man gets one if he asks for it.
You ain't dying yet.
I heard you. Yet, you said.
Give him a fag to shut his trap, Sam. He talks too much.
Here you are, Nark. Remember this. You won't have time to enjoy any more.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks all the same. Light?
Here you are.
Oh, that's decent of you. Good.
Hopes you enjoy it. Go on, James. Upstairs with that squealer.
Yeah, what are you doing? Stop looking at me, buddy.
So, I found my basher, Sam Burnett. Well, this cigarette will burn some of these bandages. Now, hold it. Hope it lasts out. Just to get my hand free. The rest will be easy. Jiminy, it's not going too well. Better, much better. Hands free at last. Soon get the rest off now.
No, I tell you. No!
Any more, Cully, or will you sing us a song? Go on!
Just let me get this stuff off, and Mr. Sam Burnett and our friend James will pay.
No, I didn't.
Come on! He's a copper, ain't he?
No, I tell you.
Dave, put that candle under his feet. Nearer.
No! Here, I tell you. He ain't a copper.
Stick it a few minutes more, Charlie. I'll soon be with you. Nearly undone. That's the last. Now for it. By Jiminy, dear Sam left his cosh. It may come in useful.
I tell you, I don't know who he is. Come to me for keys, so... I thought he'd be on the up and up with us.
Oh, yeah.
If they knock him about too much, I'll never get him out of here. Stick it, for heaven's sake, Charlie.
I'm clean, you rat. Who is he?
This is it. Okay, Charlie, stick it. Here comes the lifeboat. Okay, you fellows, you've had it. How do you like your own cosh, Sam? And you, James.
Out. Oh, Charlie, look at your beauties. Don't they look, beautiful and still?
Blimey, Governor. You got your eye on the ball that time.
Yes, not even a divot to show for it. Now, Charlie, how do you feel?
A bit done up, like.
Yes, and you look at it. Can you manage to walk home?
Home? Crikey, wouldn't I go back there just now?
True. When these two beauties regain their senses, they'll be on your tail again. So what?
That is it. So what?
By the way, Sam Burnett, wasn't he nabbed recently for a theft at Sir Thomas Bradbury's place?
Well, they reckon Sam wasn't altogether responsible for the job, see? So he got away with only 6 months?
Oh, so that explains it.
Explains what?
Never mind, Charlie. The thing is to keep these thugs off our tracks. And, Charlie, Sam Burnett is becoming a thorn in my side. He's a basher, almost a killer. Charlie?
Yes, Governor.
X, Charlie.
Yes, Mr. Hex.
He's been throwing geese feathers around.
Why, the dirty...
Yes, that's how I feel. You know, Charlie, you and one other are the only people in the world who know.
The two meant more silent.
Well, we've had a bad run, Pard, and we've two semi-corpses on our hands. Now, what do we do with them?
Haven't a clue.
Oh, you're a great help.
I've got it.
Good, what's the idea?
Dump them in the Thames.
Charlie, I'm surprised at you. Wait on. I've got an idea. We'll take them round to your place.
Well, anything to oblige, Mr. Hex. But what do I do then?
You've got a cellar. We bind them up a bit like they did to us, and from there we can take further action.
Not a bad idea, Mr. Hex. More cellars full of rats. And there's a foot of water.
Excellent.
Over the floor.
Excellent. Nothing could be better.
Yeah, but how do we get them then?
My car. Listen, I'll walk back and get it. You watch these two, and when I get back, we'll waft them away.
Just as you say, Mr. Hex. Here, but what if they come too?
There's this.
A cosh.
Lately the property of one Sam Burnett. Used it as per the doctor's prescription every now and then. Well, so long, Charlie. See you in a few minutes. Say, half an hour?
Well, get a move on, or my arms will get tired coshing these here blokes. Hey, looks. This is a beautiful cosh.
What's on, Rowley?
Just this. Charlie Austin and I ran into trouble tonight.
Rowley?
Got ourselves kidnapped. However, we got out of it and have now two bodies to dispose of.
Bodies?
Oh, not dead ones, don't worry. We're moving them to the best of our ability. I'm taking the car down to the address and shunting them to Charlie Austin's place in Arcot Street. Got it? You know the place?
Check.
Now, listen, if anything happens and I don't show up in 2 hours, take your jalopy down there and see what you can do.
Nothing you can tell me?
Nothing. I don't know anything. But one thing. Look out for our old friend Sam Burnett, and then go by events. If we're not there, go to number 17 Latimer Street.
Right. You can depend on me.
Good. Nightclub must have packed up. Now what next? Well, let's see. Here we go. Up these stairs. Funny. No light under the door. Charlie. It's me. Mr. X. Confound it. What's wrong? Charlie. Try the door. Oh, my God. Empty. Gone. The birds have gone. Now, what the deuce has happened to Charlie?
Now what? Can we depend on Roland Fletcher to find a way out of this quandary? Listen to the development of the adventures of the Grey Goose.